For me, successful collaboration means getting a range of people in the room, and the room multiple times. This is going to sound really odd, but feeding them well and spending time building the relationship is really important, and for me, food is central to that. So having a social element and engagement that sits with that. And that might be in the form of shared eating or me cooking. And so if I'm leading something that's collaborative, it's also about me not always positioning myself as the expert. And so, you know, we talked earlier at different times with different groups about the notion of the shared expertise. So it's a successful collaboration means that you have to show enough respect for what other people bring. And everyone brings something, and that's why you've got them in the room. And if you start to become dismissive of what they bring, then it's not a collaboration and it's not likely to work. So, yeah, you know, it's about the right people. It's about time. It's about food and relationships, you know. And finding ways to have really difficult conversations that work. The other thing for me, and a thing I would always advocate for and is a real struggle, is you have to be comfortable enough to live with the discomfort of not knowing. And often we're in situations where we feel we need to rush to get an answer or to put something in place, but sometimes we just don't know. So you have to be okay with not knowing and not just throwing, oh, this will do. Actually, to let stuff sit and feel awkward until we get to a place where we all feel comfortable with what we're coming to. But, you know, that, again, requires a community, a collaboration, a relationship amongst all the participants where we can sit and live that discomfort together and feel safe with that.